So we went to the FDA with our phase 2B data. We have worked out with them a protocol for the phase 3 trial, and it's an endpoint. It's a failure-driven protocol. So the events are time to catheter failure. So and what that means is that's when the catheters fail for because of the infection. Because of the solution. So the comparison here is comparing our solution to an antibiotic lock solution that the hospital sometimes brews up or makes up in the event that the patient can't is unable to have a remove and replacement of a new catheter. So we're beyond the 92 events at this point. I should also highlight is that there have been three interim analyses of our data by an independent monitoring board. They've looked at that data three times, and each time they indicated for us that we're reaching our endpoints. Continue with the trial. So I would also like to highlight that we would have had this trial completed, but due to COVID, we were not able to complete the trial because of the fact that all the data had to be collected out of hospitals. And what happened in the hospitals here in the United States is that they were all shut down for the most part for any kind of clinical trial activity for almost 3 years. So we expanded this trial also to India to really to get it across the finish line. And as I indicated, we're just about there. Next slide, please.